But while he was away, he kept up excellent relations with industrialists such as Fritz Thyssen, Georg von Schnitzler, and Herr von Schroeder. After all, these gentlemen had elaborate interests in Latin America. And so had von Vaupel. In fact, he boasted openly among German military and industrial men that he could conquer the whole of Latin America. Vaupel most likely was speaking for many globalists who had significant holdings in South America and did not wish to relinquish them to leftists, communists, nationalists, or reformers. Although he is widely seen as a dictator, many Peronists still view Juan Perón as a champion of the working man. Few realized at the time that he was stashing away an estimated $500 million in Swiss bank accounts. According to Manning, at least $100 million came from the Bormann organization. Perón reciprocated for this generosity by allowing many war criminals to immigrate, legally and illegally, to Argentina. He reportedly provided more than 1,000 blank passports for escaping Nazis. Perón was an admirer of Hitler. He had learned German at a young age so he could read Mein Kampf. His private secretary, Rudolfo Freuda, also was chief of internal security. The Argentine dictator was greatly honored to shelter Deputy Führer Bormann. After several low-key meetings with Bormann, Perón saw Bormann's flight capital program as a means of boosting the Argentine economy. Both realized that the capture of Bormann was a clear and ever-present danger, noted Paul Manning, and so Perón instructed the chief of his secret police to give all possible cooperation to Heinrich Müller in his task of protecting the party minister, a collaboration that continued for years. Evita took on the role of liaison between her husband and Nazis seeking asylum. Born in 1919 as an illegitimate child, she became a prostitute to survive and to get acting roles, wrote investigative reporter Georg Hodel. As she climbed the social ladder, lover by lover, she built up deep resentments toward the traditional elites. As a mistress to other army officers, she caught the eye of handsome military strongman Juan Perón. After a public love affair, they married in 1945. In June 1947, Eva Perón embarked on a much-publicized rainbow tour of Europe, greeted royally by Spain's Franco and a private audience with Pope Pius XII. While in Spain, she reportedly met with Otto Skorzeny, who headed a rat line known as Die Spinne, or the Spider, and arranged the transfer of millions in Nazi loot to Argentina.